Your feet can reveal your emotions, your personality, and even your health. That's according to foot reader Jane Sheehan. So just what is it about feet that can give all this away?
The general size, shape, texture, blemishes, and the way the toes start going off balance. You expect toes to be straight with the nails pointing to the ceiling. But if you have a look at your own foot now, you'll see that that's not the case. A few toes lean towards the little toe. A few toes will start bending towards the big toe. Some will be shorter than you expect them to be, some will be longer, and I'm interpreting all of that to understand what's going in your private life, what's going on in your work life, do you have a great sense of fun, things like that.
And what about the fact that obviously sometimes your left foot looks very different from your right foot?
Well, left foot for me represents the present, who you are today. Right foot represents how you were in the past. So if you're changing, you will have a very different left foot to your right foot. So often you can look at your own feet and see if one foot is wider than the other or one foot longer than the other. And then I'll know if one foot's wider, I'll know, are you more hardworking now? That would be left foot wider. Or were you more hardworking in the past? That would be right foot wider.
Does that mean actually that your feet do completely change throughout your life in that case? You know, what I had at one point is going to be completely different what I have in 10 years' time.
Do you know, it's a really interesting question because you know the nature versus nurture argument. When you're born with a core personality. And you can see that in the feet. People often say, oh, it's just my shoes rubbing. But I've been investigating the babies down at the baby club in my village. And some of them are already born with their little toe outturned, so the nails are pointing to the side of the room. And that's their core personality, rebellious, unconventional, my way or the highway. But it's how they're then brought up and the environment that they're in that will dictate whether they live to that full potential or whether it'll get squashed out of them. I just find feet so fascinating because you can see potential as well as who they actually are today.
And how much do the nails tell you?
Nails protect the way you're thinking. So if something goes wrong with the nail, it's outside interference affecting how you're thinking. So fungal infection, if you think of a fungus, it's a outside influence, it's insidious, it's hard to get rid of. That's what you're describing in terms of that person's life. But which toe it is gives you further information.
Different people's nails seem to grow in a different way. Some of them are concave, some of them are convex, some of them almost have virtually no nail at all. What's that telling you?
Yeah, that's really, really good observation from your part, because most people think, oh, nails are nails and they're all the same. Rubbish. So if you have a curved nail, so it's like a little bridge over your toe, then that would be somebody who likes to take a lot of time to think things through before they deliver their idea. But they want to deliver it as a fait accompli. They don't want anyone interfering with that thought process, so they don't let on they're thinking it through until they've finished. But they often surprise people with the suddenness of their ideas because they do deliver it as the finished goods. If it's the opposite, if it looks like someone's squashed the middle of the nail in and it takes a really deep dip, that is someone who has trouble sticking up for their own ideas. Often other people walk all over their ideas. Then if you have nails that look like you've been chewing your own toenail, that's negative self-talk, tearing strips off yourself. When you look at your toenails, you're also interested in the width and length of the toenail. Now, if the length of the toenail is really, really, really short and it just grows like that, I mean, I know my little toe has got a really, really short nail on it. Little toe is all about sense of security. And the smaller that nail, the more you jump in feet first and don't know what to fear until afterwards. So you don't need to protect the way you're thinking because you're not thinking fearfully. But if the nail falls off, you could be a marathon runner and you'll say, well, it's because of the shoes I'm wearing. Of course it is. There'll be a physical reason why it falls off. But in emotional terms, the nail is protecting the way you're thinking. So if the nail falls off, how it looks underneath is important to me. If it looks all manky and horrible, they were forced to change their mind. But if it looks fine and healthy and vibrant, it's a change in the way they're thinking, a change in their belief system. And often marathon runners, they either get to the end of it and think, wow, I've achieved that, I can achieve anything. Or they think, oh no, everyone said I couldn't do it and I couldn't do it and moan. And you'll see the reflection of that underneath when the nail falls off.
That's footreader Jane Sheehan.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.